On Saturday and Sunday evenings, the Albany Symphony will be at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall presenting a program featuring Pachelbel's Canon in D, Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915, featuring acclaimed soprano Talise Trevin, Andre Meyer's Studies in Hope, Frederick Douglass, and Mozart's Linz Symphony. I'm joined now by Albany Symphony Music Director and Conductor David Allen Miller and Studies in Hope, Frederick Douglass Composer Andre Meyer's. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
What do you want to talk about first? It's a huge program.
It is a beautiful program. It's really kind of our, you know, yummy, life-affirming music for the holidays. We don't go too heavy on holiday programming because the following week, and we have our big Magic of Christmas program.
Of course.
A week from tomorrow, a week from Saturday. So it's really just kind of a feel-good, yummy, beautiful, warm Troy Savings Bank Music Hall program. We've got the Mozart Linz Symphony, which is arguably the first of his last series of his greatest symphonies, you know, starting with this one and then going to the last big ones with the Jupiter and the G minor symphony and all that. We've got this gorgeous little bit of Pachelbel. And in between, we have these two absolutely luminous American works, Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915, which is, you know, as you would expect of Samuel Barber, it's this incredibly neo-romantic, gorgeous kind of meditation on childhood to this James Agee prose poem that was written in 1937. And the highlight, of course, we've got my great friend Andre Meyer's here, who's a brilliant, I will call him young since I'm such an old guy, young composer from currently from the Los Angeles area, from San Bernardino County. And we did this piece of his. We commissioned it and premiered it last spring as part of our American Music Festival on a Dogs of Desire concert, a special non-subscription concert. And then we played it out in Albany at the Jennings Landing, the preserve out there.
Right.
And it was such a beautiful, fabulous, life-affirming piece that I thought it would be great for the holidays to introduce it to our subscription audience. So that's kind of the centerpiece of it. And it features a bunch of the entire Albany High School choir and chorus and two brilliant young sopranos. And it's just a great, great thing. So that's enough said on my part. I think we should let Andre tell us a little more about the details of the piece.
So my first question, Andre, you're based in Los Angeles. How did they get you to come here in December?
Yeah, right. I know. I'm based in Redlands, California, a little bit east of Los Angeles. But yeah, the week prior to this, my wife and I had spent the vacation up in Grand Canyon to prepare for the snow.
Right. So this is actually warm compared to what they were doing last week.
That's
camping,
right.
Camping at the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So now to the matter at hand, your piece. Tell me about
Studies in Hope, Frederick Douglass is a piece chronicling the life of American abolitionist Frederick Douglass. It does so through through the instrument of the orchestra, high school choir, two student rappers, and two solo sopranos. It's a wonderful commission that I received originally for the Dogs of Desire new music ensemble that I had been a great fan of prior to the call. So the initial premiere of the work on the American Music Festival was for a mixed ensemble choir and two student rappers and two sopranos. And so this essentially is an orchestral arrangement of that piece.
A reimagining of it in a way.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful about it, what I was really struck by, you know, when I give commissions, especially this was a very specific kind of commission for this festival about social justice movements in New York State, and we really wanted a Frederick Douglass piece, and I didn't want to tell Andre you have to do this, 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 and this, but I kind of did, and he took it like beyond where I imagined, in that he basically has these two wonderful high school student rappers.
And they're from Albany.
They're from Albany High School rappers.
Awesome.
Essentially rapping both Frederick Douglass's speeches, particularly, so like segments of his speeches, and then also kind of telling his story, and then the chorus kind of amplifies that, and the soloists as well. And then there's also this, it's four rather short movements, but each one very beautiful. And the third movement is the two female soloists, and it's really about Frederick Douglass's relationship to the women's suffrage movement. So it's really a woman power movement. So he really covered every single base and created this incredible artistic piece within all the parameters that we gave him. And so I was just so struck by it, and I thought it was so magical, and the fact that the kids sing so beautifully in it, it was something that I really wanted to share with our public.
I appreciate it. The premise of the whole composition is that Frederick Douglass was the most adroit social media influencer of his time, that he used print media, social commentary through all manner of opinion pieces. He traveled the world, traveled all over via the train systems, and gave speeches and sermons to further his moral imagination and message of social equity and social uplift. Were he alive today, one might argue that he would be an important social media influencer. You know, he was the most photographed human being, one of the most photographed human beings of the 19th century. So he's very, very conscious of his image. And so I just wanted to bring that message into new audiences.
How did you select the title for each movement? We have Introduction, Lamppost, Permission to Rise, He Sang for Me. How did you land on those?
Sure, yeah. So the working title of the entire piece was Good Fred.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up settling on Studies and Hope. Good Fred is now sort of the title of the first movement, and I settled on that one because if he were alive today, I thought that would be his Instagram handle.
Right.
You know, because, yeah, Good Fred. And then Lamppost. Lamppost is the first line of the hip-hop. I wrote the rap lyrics, so it's like, I can't remember the words, but shining light like a lamppost. And, you know, so he was all about sort of shining light in dark corners of American society, those aspects of American society that perhaps we needed to look at but were afraid to examine. So he was all about the plight of enslaved Africans, women, and so that was Lamppost. And then the third movement, Permission to Rise, it just came to me one day. I was like, I don't need your permission to rise. I don't need your permission to rise. And as I was thinking about the women of Seneca Falls and thinking about their struggle and the way in which it interlinked with the struggle of enslaved Africans and the way that Frederick Douglass allied himself to the struggles of women during his lifetime, it just seemed to me a good starting point, for the third movement. The fourth movement is He Sang for Me. It's kind of the chorale at the end of the, I thought in many ways of this piece sort of like those old Bach chorales where you've got like different, featuring different soloists and like different ensembles, and then at the very end it all kind of comes together. And so He Sang for Me is just trying to speak to the nature of our current condition. And so that movement features the intrepid artists of student artists of Albany High School's choir.
Yeah. Tell me about working with the Albany High Choir.
Oh, it's been great. Brendan Hoffman is their choral teacher, and he's a really inspiring guy. And he's actually up there with singing with them. He's the guy with the big full beard there, so that you can tell he's the one non-high schooler. But otherwise, it's about 30 of the members of the chorus, and they're doing great, and they've learned it wonderfully. And I think they really are excited to join us for it. And it's been wonderful. Andre went over and worked with them as he did last spring, and also worked with the student rappers. And at first I just wanted to be sure because, even though Andre is much younger than I am, he's a grown-up. And I know that I have a child. One of my three children is a very avid rap aficionado and a rapper, Andre. Ari, my son Ari. And so I know that, for middle-aged people to appropriate rap is sometimes, it can be dicey. So at first I was a little unsure as to whether Andre could really deliver something that the kids would connect to. And I must say that it's so natural and beautiful. And he really has kind of turned Frederick Douglass into this rappable figure. You can just rap about him. Also, I should mention that in my work, in our work last spring, not only was Frederick Douglass very much connected to the women's suffrage movement, but he was actually there at Seneca Falls at that famous convention of 1848. And he was the one who said, ladies, no, you got to hold out for the vote. It's not enough just to be accepted or to be appreciated. You have to have equality. And so he's a really powerful, important figure, of the men who participated. The few men who participated in the women's suffrage movement, he's a real radiant figure there. And so it was beautiful that Andre could weave that into it as well.
Was it always part of the concept to have the kids participate from Albany High?
That was the absolute starting point, I would think. And that was something that, Andre's a teacher as well in California, school teacher and private piano teacher, et cetera, and a very great educator. So it was something that we both really wanted to have a part of it.
It was a real joy to actually be able to bring together my practices as a teaching composer into this commission.
How did you find him initially?
How did I find Andre?
How did you find Andre?
I think I may have found
How were you found, Andre?
No idea.
Well, I don't need to talk about you like you're not still sitting there.
I spent a lot of time sort of researching emerging and emerged composers, and I think probably through my good friend Derek Brummel, whose music we've done a lot. They know each other a bit, and Derek's a big promoter of Andre's music, and they both went to the University of Michigan, where Andre got his master's. You're a native of Ann Arbor, right?
From Ann Arbor, yep.
Yeah, but also had gone to Eastman, another great music school, composition school, so has incredible credentials as a composer, and I'd heard some of his music and thought it was great, so I just really I took a kind of chance on him. But I'm so delighted that he's such a wonderful, as you can hear, spirit as well as music creator. So we're delighted he's with us, and we've got a bunch of projects that we're planning for the future.
Wonderful. The two concerts are this Saturday and Sunday evening at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the other pieces that are being performed?
Sure. Well, I'm thrilled to do the Linz Symphony. This is, as I said, this is really like the first of the last series of great symphonies in Mozart's life. He wrote it. It actually came out of a very funny family crisis issue, thinking about this around Thanksgiving when everybody gets very family sensitive. Mozart had married Constanze Weber against his father's wishes. You know, his father was always eager for him not to get encumbered with marriage or relationships or whatever, and kind of wanted to keep him to himself. And Mozart had moved from Salzburg to Vienna and eventually married Constanze against his father's wishes. And so this was, Mozart brought Constanze back in 1783 to meet the family in Salzburg. And they stayed 3 months, which I gather were very tense. And then on the way back to Vienna from Salzburg, they stopped in the town of Linz. And in Linz, there's this Count Thun, who wanted to put on a Mozart concert and was a good big patron of his. And so Mozart said, sure. And so Mozart said, but I don't have any symphonies, but I'll write you one. So he wrote this symphony in about 4 or 5 days, which is quite mind-boggling. Yeah. But as my son Elias pointed out to me, you know, Mozart had these things swimming around in his head, so it was just a matter of writing them down. They were already pretty baked. But this is just this mature, glorious symphony, and it's got lots of counterpoint, sounds very baroque-y, Handelian and Bachian, lots of running lines, as opposed to just that we call homophonic music, where it's just, you know, a melody with accompaniment. This is very, a lot of counterpoint, lots of lines ringing against each other, and very beautiful and colorful, exciting music. And I'm interested to think about this aspect of Mozart integrating all these earlier practices of Bach and Handel into his music from this earlier period. And I read somewhere recently that Constanze and the emperor, Franz Joseph, were both big fans of fugues. They loved very involved contrapuntal pieces. So I think it was partly an homage to Constanze. So it's a very big, exciting, fabulous piece. And then, of course, the beautiful Pachelbel, kind of a nod to the holiday spirit. And then this gorgeous kind of reminiscence of childhood by Samuel Barber for soprano, which Thalys Trevenier, this great, great, really major operatic soprano with whom we've worked a number of times, is going to sing that. So beautiful kind of admixture of Americana and holiday and Mozart. So it's just a beautiful group of pieces.
I want to end by congratulating you on your recent Grammy nominations.
Thank
You've
you very
got
much.
Two more Grammy nominations.
Yeah, we're really excited because we got nominated for two this time.
Yeah.
We've never had more than one nomination per year. So these are two different projects, one of Derek Brummel and one of Michael Torkey, and they're both beautiful pieces. So even if we don't win, I feel good about it.
Good. Tell me a little bit more about the recordings that are nominated, though.
Oh, sure. Well, one is Derek Brummel. This is a disc. Both these discs came out just right in the summer, just before Grammy nomination season, I guess, August-ish. This is a piece that we performed 3 or 4 years ago with the Juilliard Jazz Orchestra called Migration Series, all about the amazing series of Jacob Lawrence paintings from the 1940s, chronicling the African-American migration from the South to the North. And so it was written for Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. We performed with the Juilliard Jazz Orchestra, and it's really wonderfully deep, sort of soulful jazz music, kind of to visualize this powerful, painful experience of these people leaving their homes and heading north. Very exciting piece. So that's nominated in the Best Contemporary Composition category. And then the other one is this great little bluegrass violin concerto that Michael Torkey created for us, and Tessa Lark, the great bluegrass / classical violinist. And we did this last January and then immediately recorded it. And so it came out in the summer. And it's just a really unique piece. It sounds completely like Torkey. It's got beautiful Irish music, slow movement, in addition to all these bluegrassy things on the outer movements. And Tessa grew up in Kentucky and is steeped in bluegrass along with classical and plays it just so authentically. So we're excited. That's That's nominated in the Best Instrumental Solo category. So we've got those two things. And I'm going to go out this year, even though I'm usually a little reticent to, because it's really miserable when you lose. but I keep promising different of my three children that I'll take them. So it's my daughter's turn. So she and I are going. And we may bring some of the other family members also. But
we'll go for a little bit of time and spend some time in the sunshine.
And my dad's out there. So it's always a good reason to go see my dad and his wife. And so we'll have a good time there.
Great. Well, congratulations again.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
This weekend's Albany Symphony concerts are at 7:30 p.m. at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday and Sunday. That is, of course, in Troy, New York. AlbanySymphony.com for ticket information, and that link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.
We should probably also mention the Sunday concert, because the Victorian Stroll is in the afternoon. Our Sunday is at 7:30, and it's a great chance to come to the Victorian Stroll, have a little dinner in Troy, and then come over to the concert.
Right, that's right. It's normally in the afternoon, your Sunday performance, but it's in the evening. David Allen Miller and Andre Myers, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.